Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord has risen indeed. Alleluia.
Please be seated. Happy Easter. Christ is risen from the dead. He suffered a senseless death and was laid in a tomb. But when the stone was rolled away on Easter morning, he was not there. He had risen to new life, a life meant for everyone. This is the bold and mysterious proclamation of Easter. It is so bold and mysterious that no single explanation can account for it in its entirety. That's the reason we celebrate Easter every year, not just once. With each passing year, you uncover a new dimension of what the truth of new life means to you, to your community, and to the world. But Easter 2022 is an odd one. It's been just over 2 years since all our lives were turned upside down. Here at All Saints that year, 2 years ago, a tiny pod of us patched together a liturgy that we sent out to the world on Father Spencer's iPhone. If you managed to celebrate Easter at all during the lockdown, it was in isolation or over the internet. Try to think way back to that day, if you can. Remember when we thought this whole thing would just be over in a couple months? That the terror New York was living through would be the worst of it, and then we'd make a fast recovery? Fast forward to Easter 2021. Also a weird one. Less horror, but more exhaustion. A brave quorum of souls gathered here at the church, distanced and maybe a little bit nervous. We capped attendance and we had a reservation system. If Easter is supposed to be a great celestial party, then last year's Easter was a little bit more like a middle school dance with some strict chaperones. Which brings us to this morning's celebration, which I will describe with two words. Tentative joy. Things are kind of, sort of getting back to normal. It's as if we were all emerging from a deep slumber in a dark cave, squinting against the bright light of the day. But the thing is, that's actually what the joy of that first Easter morning looked like. It was hard to know what to be joyful about, because when you begin a new life, you don't know what that new life will be like. The greatest miracles are scary at first. So if your joy is tentative, then maybe, just maybe, you're actually discovering a profound spiritual truth about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There are many reasons why your joy may be tentative this morning. Maybe you suffered the loss of a loved one in the pandemic, or you are still traumatized by the loss and the lockdowns. Or maybe you're not really sure how you wind up in church this morning. Or maybe it's been a long time since you've attended a worship service, or maybe you've been hurt by religion. Or maybe you're just here to be polite for someone else. Maybe you're not a Christian, and you're nervous that you'll be made to feel unwelcome and uncomfortable. I don't blame you. Christianity is doing a lot of weird things out there right now. To those who celebrate, by the way, Chag Sameach, and to those who have completed their Ramadan feast, a blessed iftar to you. Or maybe your tentative joy is the result of all the suffering in the world right now. The atrocities in Ukraine, the shooting this week, just a few subway stops from where we are right now. The lingering sense that This country is balancing on the edge of a knife. If any of these things describes how you feel right now, well, guess what? You're in good company. In fact, you are in gospel company. According to the Gospel of Luke, no one was joyful the morning Jesus rose from the dead. Listen to that story once again. The disciples were forlorn. They were too depressed and anxious even to visit the tomb of their executed leader. The only people brave enough to finish burying Jesus were the women, of course, who had come with Jesus from Galilee. And what they found was hardly a cause for celebration. Luke uses the word terrified. They bowed their faces to the ground. And I don't think the mysterious men in dazzling clothes actually made them feel any less afraid. It was probably only a surge of adrenaline and confusion that made them run to the disciples to tell them the news of the empty tomb. But the women were met with arrogance and disbelief. It's not really a happy story when you stop and think about it. It took a good long time for the joy of Easter to settle in for Jesus' followers. First, there was Thomas, who insisted he wouldn't believe until he could stick his finger in Jesus' wounds. Then there were the rest of the disciples who talked to the resurrected Jesus for hours, but didn't even recognize him until they sat down and had a meal together. Then Jesus appeared to them on a mountain and said he would be with them always, even to the end of the ages. But what does that mean? What is this resurrected life that Jesus lived beyond the grave? And how did his followers, the people who said they loved him, experience that resurrected life? Jesus didn't turn back the calendar to a time before tragedy. Even after his resurrection, he still bore the wounds of his crucifixion. He didn't wipe away their suffering with his new authority. They still had to find their way in a confusing world. And even though he said he'd be with them always, he wasn't like with them. They would have to change their idea of what being with each other actually meant. These are all good reasons why Easter joy is at first tentative. The new life promised by Christ's resurrection is not the same as the old life behind the crucifixion. It takes a while to figure out what to make of this strange new gift that God has given. I think it's natural for us all to be nostalgic about life before the pandemic. Of course, there was the unspeakable terror of that time, which we'd rather not remember. On Easter 2020, if you looked out those very doors, you would have seen two refrigerated morgue trucks parked in front of the hospital. But then there's everything else that these years have shown us that can't be unseen. Black and brown people suffered the lion's share of COVID illness and death. Our arcane and dysfunctional health system was pushed to its limit. As the economy collapsed, the wealthier got wealthier. We stopped recklessly burning fossil fuels, and then we discovered that our dependence on them was just a lie all along. Those are just a few headlines in a brief history of a society that was, for a brief moment in time, confronted face to face with its lack of respect for the common humanity of all its people. Whether this came as a surprise or it just highlighted what you knew already, there was simply no way to keep ugly truths out of our common life. We couldn't sweep them under the rug anymore. The problem is that we love the rug. And now, in this period of transition time, the same forces of greed, apathy, fear, and injustice that reigned before COVID are beckoning on us to try to forget what was once right before the eyes of every single American, to pretend as if we had not spent the last 2 years in the tomb, waiting to emerge, to block the possibility of real and true transformation in this world, to strangle new life before it even draws its first breath. Friends, if there is any hope to be gained from this strange and ancient religion we call Christianity, it is that we must have the courage to step out of the tomb and boldly live in new ways. We are all here this morning because we have survived two harrowing and awful years. Your joy today may not be complete just yet, but we will one day get to that promised land if only we begin to embrace the joy that is softly, haltingly, tentatively beginning to surround us. If we cling to old life, nothing will change. But if we pull at the threads of this tentative Easter joy, then that old raggedy life will quickly unravel and reveal something far better right in front of us. New life is real racial justice. New life is valuing the health of all people. New life is a society that cherishes abundance for all. New life is respect for the island planet that we call home. But more than that, new life is something new and different inside you. A sure and certain confidence that your dignity matters because God created you and sustains you even in the face of unspeakable challenge. When you know beyond a doubt that your soul is a sacred gift, then you can feel God working through your thoughts, your words, and your actions. Your God-given dignity compels you to help create a new world for yourself, your loved ones, and your community. And then there are no adversaries, no obstacles, only life in all its splendor, all its holiness, all its wonder. Life, broken open and poured out like running waters from which we can all drink. Life that belongs not to any single one of us, but to our human family, given to us by God. Today's joy may be tentative, but that's all the more reason to make your amen true and your alleluia ring. Your joy will grow by faith, and by faith, your life will be made anew. Christ is risen from the dead. Alleluia! Amen.